dos Estados Unidos na articulação do golpe, na manutenção da ditadura e na construção dos aparatos de repressão e tortura.
Esse estádio tem sangue de operário!
I think that the borders between North and South are the result of colonialism in the old times and of the imperialism in our contemporary world. Spain and Portugal have exploited all our natural resources in the past, and then United States, together with England and other countries, have taken our resources in order to improve their own wealth and keep their comfortable lifestyle. We have been colonized in the past by the Portuguese. We are now colonized by American TV series and Hollywood cinema. And that's why the Brazilians in general look up to the North with admiration, as if that's a goal to be achieved. Our women are slaves of the fashion, our men are slaves of money, and even our children are the slaves of a world commanded by capitalism in a new liberal society where workers can be easily disposed of. There is a painter from Uruguay called Toledo Garcia who draw a map upside down. It questions the way things are done and shows in a very simple way, in a very artistic way, why that things can and must be changed. The North imposes its agenda to the rest of the world. And the way the globe is represented is a strong symbol of this violence, the way that the North is up there and the South is down here. We have many problems, and they'll just be aggravated by this World Cup carnival, everything that it has been doing around this World Cup.
There
The prices have gone up in a very violent way, and people have no money to survive and to afford and to buy things. And apart, and all this apart from all the corruption, which makes the most wealthy still richer, and the poor much poorer.
All the stadiums, they are built with the blood of the workers, because some of them were actually killed in one of these constructions of the stadiums that are being built in a haste, just to be ready for the World Cup, with no safety measures for all the workers.
Since the beginning of the Lula government, there has been sold to the people, to the vast majority of the Brazilians, that we've now become a middle-class country. BRICS, the idea that new levels of consumption, a new part of society now consuming, what they call the new middle class. It's been sold to the Brazilian population that this is almost a first world country. And this has been part of the official discourse for the past 10 years. And along with this, together with this, a series of mega events have come sort of symbolize this new superpower Brazil. The World Cup is probably the biggest symbol of this. Well, the truth of the matter is Brazil isn't anything close to a quote-unquote middle-class country, whatever that means, and it's still an extremely poor country. Still a country with one of the highest levels of inequality in the world. It's still one of the countries with the lowest actual education levels in Latin America, which is actually quite impressive when you think about it. It's a country with a huge democratic deficit. It's a country in which probably one of the countries that produces the biggest amount of cars in the world, yet there's not one Brazilian car factory in Brazil. They're all multinationals. The World Cup is the symbol of spending money on entirely useless football stadiums for foreign interests, FIFA, which has... the World Cup isn't really for the Brazilian population, it's for rich European tourists. It's actually quite funny that Brazil, that had like sort of very famous and very historical stadiums, had to tear them down to adapt to what they call the FIFA standards. And there are FIFA standards for the stadiums, but no FIFA standards for health, no FIFA standards for education, no FIFA standards for housing, no FIFA standards for transport. And this very big contradiction of this World Cup, in which basically the big winners were the big construction firms, big banks, tourism industry, but very, very little to the actual sort of, to the mass of the working class, the poor, and the reaction. Now people are tired. The World Cup is pushing, and FIFA especially, FIFA exactly, is pushing Brazil towards the Brazilian government and security apparatuses, towards international standards, what they call international standards. But these international standards are nowadays focused on terrorism, which is something that we never had here. So now they're trying to sell security services to Brazil, these international companies. And amongst them, there are many Israeli companies.
Que eles deram para ter país melhor, ficasse por isso mesmo.
Infelizmente, a maioria não tem noção disso.
I was born in a house that my parents taught me that we cannot think injustice is normal.
É do que nos foi dito. Esse é um grande problema dos familiares dos desaparecidos, entendeu? E por isso que a Comissão da Verdade é tão importante.
The Truth Commission, it appeared in Brazil in 2012 to investigate the crimes of our military regime from 1964
to 1985.
We wanted to talk not just about the Truth Commission or about the dictatorship, but about how these things still affect us. It still affect me, the country that I live today.
É para decidir com muita coragem.
A gente vai continuar da mesma forma. Até! Até! Até!
We don't live in a dictatorship anymore. But how is this democracy that we live today, you know? For the state, the enemy changed. Before, it was people from the left. And now, especially the people who suffer with the police violence, the enemies today are not leftists anymore. But they are poor people, black people, and especially the youth from the suburbs. I live in a democracy now, but I have more rights than a black, poor, young female. If you live here in Brazil in a favela, if you live in the suburbs, if you don't live in the city center, and if you're not rich, you don't have the same rights.
Qual foi a cadeia de comando envolvida na morte do Vlado?
Por que não identificaram as ossadas encontradas lá no Araguaia desde 2001?
Cadê os caras que nos torturaram? Cadê os caras que criaram a ditadura, financiaram a ditadura?
Qual foi o papel dos Estados Unidos na articulação do golpe, na manutenção da ditadura e na construção dos aparatos de repressão e tortura?
E a causa da morte de meu irmão, será que um dia a família vai saber?
Por que que a justiça mantém o Curió fora da cadeia?
Porque a Comissão da Verdade decidiu tomar depoimentos em sigilo.
Especially during the military regime, they destroyed the public schools, they destroyed the education, they destroyed all these, the school that formed a critical youth, a critical citizen. After the 80s, with the neoliberalism, with the privatization of the enterprises, the important areas like health, like education, the water, everything is private now. So now things are very bad and things are wrong and they see it's wrong, but they just don't bother to change it.
Celebramos, pois, mais do que nunca, nossos antepassados. Somos Kepi, Epã, Jexá, Xamba, Oió, Inagô, Iguibá. Somos Pante, Axante, Ué. Porque todos nós somos um. Salvaram este país! Eu gosto de você! Eu gosto de você!
My name is Alípio Freire. I was born in 1945. Today I have 68 years. And I was a combatant against the dictatorship. And I was captured in 69, August 69. And I stood for 5 years in prison. But I think I would do it the same again if it was necessary. We here are under the neoliberalism. And this, as we know, is a slavery for all the world, for all the countries in the world. Under the laws of the great capital, the great bourgeoisie, under the United States and European Union, we have to resist this and to have loss of interest of people, of the workers, of the powers. Just today, we don't have a dictadura, but we have a system under the hegemony of the great capital. So, this order is a kind of dictature against the workers and the other classes.
America was made for the United States, so it said their moral doctrine from the 19th century. So they supported military coups, put down Allende in Chile, fought fiercely against the idea of the Cuban Revolution, and bombed Central American countries like El Salvador. In Brazil, some accounts talk about 500 dead. It seems little, but these were selected deaths. They had other ways to silence people. Exile, prison, a lot of torture, death squads, all in the realm of the state. The killers of the state suffer nothing, and a lot of them are still in power in the halls of our Congress. And until today, we have to discuss things like demilitarization of the police, and in the Kazan, they still talk about the coup as a revolution.
Thank you.